Hey, what's up? It's 11:40 a.m. Just getting up. Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna stay up. I'm tired. I might go to sleep some more. I was having crazy dreams all night. Yesterday was such a fucking terrible day. What a clusterfuck of a fucking day. I mean, not for me personally. I was having a makeover. Not a real makeover. It was like a funny, like, thing. A video that some friends were making. They wanted me to come and be their makeover subject. So that was fun, but it just so sad that of course with these fucking Nazis. In Charlottesville, or Charlottesville, in Virginia, it's fucking these motherfuckers, and of course the response from Trump and all this stuff. It's just depressing. I don't even understand what these motherfuckers are protesting. I don't think most people understand what these what they're protest they're. I don't know. You got your fucking piece of shit racist asshole in the fucking White House, and he hired other fucking Nazi pricks like that Sebastian Gorka asshole who's always on TV, or Steve Bannon. It's not even. I know, like, they're not even. It's like Steve Bannon or what? They're not even like, maybe I. They're like, oh, they're not really Nazis. They like people, or they work with Jewish people or something like that. It doesn't. It's like not an ideological thing. It's like a power thing. It's like they can. It's like, oh, I can these people. I can speak to them, and then they'll help me come to power. It's fucking weird. I don't know. I don't want to talk anymore about it because it's fucking depressing and shitty and that this is what's going on and that there's like grown men that think they're being that really think they're being deprived of saying Merry Christmas. Fuck you. You say it every fucking year. Everybody that celebrates Christmas says Merry Christmas, you fucking cunt. Oh, it doesn't say it on the decorations at Target. Suck your own asshole. You need to see it on other things. You need positive reinforcement of your Christmas. It's everywhere. There's Christmas music everywhere. There's Christmas fucking decorations. And real Christmas is trees and fucking magical snowmen and reindeer and Santa Claus. Not Jesus. Nobody celebrates the Jesus part of Christmas except like the real religious people. And even they have the tree, which is the pagan shit. So fuck off. Do you want the fun Christmas and the Jesus Christmas? You got to pick one. If you really want Jesus Christmas, then stop fucking with the fun Christmas. Stop fucking with Santa Claus and Rudolph. Get out of my Christmas, motherfucker. Stick to your own shit. Hey, Jesus Christmas sounds nice. Get rid of all the presents. Get rid of most of the music. Get rid of a lot of the specials. A lot of the fun, like, I guess, makes an interesting argument for the Peanuts Christmas because they got a little Jesus in there. But it's about a tree. And Jesus didn't have no fucking Christmas tree. So, Charles Schulz, you fucked up. Should have picked one. I tell you what, if we had to vote on it, guess which Christmas would win, bitches. Fun Christmas. Then we just make it Xmas. Get the Christ out of that son of a bitch. And then do your Christ stuff in your church. Don't go looking to drag everybody else into it. That's your business. That ain't Target's business, Walmart's business, or whoever. They gotta co-sign your religion. They're just trying to make money. Happy holidays means, hey, there's this many amount of Jewish people selling Hanukkah. We want to sell them shit too. Not a lot of stuff. It's like one, like half an aisle of, like, you know, some mensch on a bench and some menorahs. But we don't want to leave them out. It's some money. We're leaving some money on the table by saying Merry Christmas, only Christmas. Fuck your Hanukkah. Oh, God. This is... I just don't understand these people that want to be victims. They're fucking victims. The worst victims in the world, because they have everything. I mean, not everybody has everything. You have some advantages other people don't have. You just right out of the gate, you have some advantages. Just the fact that the police weren't in full on riot gear. There you go. There's a little advantage right there you had. All right, let's do a couple of news. Let's do like a couple news stories and we'll get out of here. News stories unrelated. Let's look for happy news. I want to see something that makes me have some more faith in people. Like Supervet does. Like the show Supervet. I've made it through this, the one season that's on Netflix, but they also have 4 bionic specials. So if you are watching Supervet on Netflix upon my recommendation or your own finding and you went through season 1, you're like, fuck, I'm done. Just do another search for Supervet and there's that bionic specials, 4 more eps for you. And they're good, though I just watched one, it was good. Because it's all surgery. Yeah, of course all the news is going to be seniors becoming fastest growing marijuana users. There we go. There's some fun. Seniors blazing. That's hundreds marched through Atlanta to condemn violence in Charlottesville. Also nice. Protesters take to the street. It says protests all over. I should get off of this and find wherever the protest here is in New York and go join it, because it probably already started. That's my problem with sleeping too late. Protests start like at 10 a.m. Subway store sues after worker cleared of drugging officer. Well, I don't want to get into that. I don't know what happened. Sounds like here's a tip. Don't eat at Subway sandwiches. I mean, I've eaten many a Subway sandwich and enjoyed it, but I think they put rubber in the bread. I read that somewhere. I think. Not sure. Not a scientist. Don't sue me, Subway, now that you're in the mood of suing people. Let's just find one more story, and then I'm going to get out of here. See if I could find a march. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Bad news. Toronto shoplifter gets job after policeman bought him interview shirt. Hey, isn't that fun? This guy trying to steal an interview shirt and then the cop bought it for him. shoplifter in Toronto was caught stealing an outfit for a job interview, but when constable, they called her cops constable, that's cute. Niren Jansen arrived to arrest him. He was moved by the 18-year-old story and decided to buy him the clothes instead. Got the job. Well, isn't that fun? All right. See, there's hope for people. Cops are buying interview clothes for shoplifters. Old people are smoking up weed. And there's people protesting. So, there. Let's go enjoy this. Well, it's a beautiful Sunday looking here in New York. I don't know what it's like where you're at, but it's cool here. So, if it's shitty where you're at, come over here. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.